Welcome to Diabetes Focus, saving lives through diabetes information, education, and support.
Bedtime Snacks for People with Diabetes by Monique Murray. This episode is brought to you by Replace Diabetic in the interest of education, awareness, and support. For those keeping an eye on blood sugar levels, Replace Diabetic is your tasty, low GI meal replacement endorsed by Diabetes South Africa and the GI Foundation. Visit replace.co.za for more information. Monique Murray discusses when bedtime snacks are needed for people living with diabetes and which are the most suitable ones. A significant challenge for those managing diabetes is achieving constant glycemic control across the entire day, with difficulty often arising during nighttime hours. Episodes of nocturnal hypoglycemia or hyperglycemia can interfere with sleep quality, contribute to physical discomfort, and may pose long-term health risks if not properly managed. As such, the strategic selection of an appropriate bedtime snack plays a critical role in supporting overnight glucose regulation and promoting uninterrupted, restorative sleep in individuals with diabetes. Understanding blood glucose patterns at night. Poorly managed diabetes is associated with numerous complications, one of which is nocturnal hyperglycemia. Individuals with diabetes may experience elevated blood glucose levels at various points during the night, prior to sleep, during sleep, and upon waking. Several physiological and behavioral factors can contribute to these fluctuations, including hormonal shifts, the consumption of high carbohydrate or high glycemic index foods before bedtime, and adjustments in anti-diabetic medications. As such, routine monitoring of blood glucose levels is essential to identify individual patterns and assess susceptibility to nocturnal, hypoglycemic, or hyperglycemic episodes. Nocturnal elevation in blood glucose levels can generally be categorized into three distinct phases: the pre-sleep stage, the sleep stage, and the post-sleep stage. Pre-sleep stage. This phase refers to the period following the evening meal and prior to sleep, during which physical activity tends to be minimal despite recent food intake. Consequently, careful attention to the carbohydrate content and glycemic load of the final meal of the day is critical in minimizing pre-sleep glycemic variability. Sleep stage. Fluctuations in blood glucose levels during sleep may be attributed to several factors, including suboptimal dietary choices throughout the day, inconsistent adherence to diabetes management protocols, or recent modifications in medication regimes. Additionally, poor sleep quality or irregular sleep patterns have been associated with increased insulin resistance and elevated nocturnal glucose levels. Post-sleep stage. Hyperglycemia upon waking may occur independently or as a continuation of deglycation, the process of removing sugar molecules that have become chemically attached to proteins through a non-enzymatic process called glycation during the sleep stage. Physiological mechanisms. Notable physiological mechanisms contributing to elevated morning glucose levels include the dawn phenomenon, waning insulin, and the Somogyi effect. The dawn phenomenon refers to a natural rise in blood glucose levels that occurs during the early morning hours, typically between 3 a.m. and 8 a.m. The phenomenon is characterized by an increase in blood levels and occurs when the body releases hormones that your body needs to wake up. These hormones increase glucose production in the process. Waning insulin could occur if you don't take enough long-acting insulin that should last over sleeping hours up to the new day. This lack of adequate insulin leads to hyperglycemia, which may be maintained up to the morning. The Somogyi effect, although less common, is another potential cause of elevated fasting blood glucose levels. The effect occurs due to the hyperactive response of the body to reduce high blood glucose levels following too many insulin medications or inadequate carbohydrate intake. Why bedtime snacking matters for people with diabetes. Consuming a large meal immediately before bedtime is generally not recommended, as it may lead to discomfort, including indigestion, and can negatively impact sleep quality. Moreover, late-night intake of large meals has been associated with elevated nocturnal blood glucose levels, which is of concern for individuals managing diabetes. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Advise avoiding large meals close to bedtime to support both metabolic health and overall sleep hygiene. This is especially important when food choices are not carefully managed, as certain types of food may further exacerbate glycemic fluctuations during the night. According to the Diabetes Canada Clinical Practice Guidelines, individuals with diabetes are advised to maintain postprandial blood glucose levels within the range of 5 to 10 millimoles per liter, measured 2 hours after a meal. Consequently, it's recommended that the evening meal be consumed several hours prior to bedtime to allow enough time for blood glucose levels to decrease to the target range. Given the complexity of nocturnal blood glucose regulation and the potential for both hypoglycemic and hyperglycemic events during the pre-sleep, sleep, and post-sleep phases, the strategic use of bedtime snacks may serve as a valuable tool in glycemic management for individuals with diabetes. Nighttime snacking, when appropriately tailored, can help mitigate the risk of overnight hypoglycemia. What makes a good bedtime snack for diabetes? Although limited research is available on the effects of bedtime snacks in individuals with diabetes, existing evidence suggests that low-carbohydrate, high-protein snacks may have the most favorable impact on blood glucose levels. Such snacks are also more likely to promote satiety, potentially reducing overnight hunger and minimizing glycemic variability. For instance, consumption of 2 eggs as a bedtime snack has been shown to result in improving fasting and overnight blood glucose levels when compared to a yogurt-based snack. Additionally, nuts are a natural source of melatonin, a hormone involved in the regulation of sleep-wake cycles, and therefore may be beneficial for individuals experiencing insomnia. As such, they can be considered a suitable option for a nighttime snack in individuals with diabetes. Suitable snack choices may include 1 tablespoon of peanut butter, 3/4 cup of non-fat plain yogurt, hummus or cottage cheese, 1 large hard-boiled egg, 1 cup of carrots or cucumber paired with 2 tablespoons of dip or goat cheese, 1/4 cup of healthy nuts, a small serving of caprese salad. It's recommended to avoid high sugar or high carbohydrate snacks before bedtime. For individuals seeking a sweet option, dark chocolate containing at least 70% cocoa is a preferable alternative to regular milk chocolate. Sugar-free chocolate options may also be considered. Advice from a professional. Late-night snacking and cravings can often be due to erratic blood glucose control throughout the day. Underrating, specifically protein, healthy fats, and fiber during the day can often lead to crashes at night. It is essential to make sure you are not skipping meals during the day, and the meals that you are eating are well-balanced in these nutrients. Hydration is also key, as the body can, in fact, confuse hunger with thirst. You could even try sipping on a cup of herbal tea after your dinner meal. Sabia Adruis, registered dietitian. Establishing a consistent sleep schedule, creating a relaxing bedtime routine, and optimizing your sleep environment can improve sleep quality and help regulate your appetite. For individuals with diabetes, the inclusion of a bedtime snack may offer glycemic benefits. However, several factors should be carefully evaluated prior to implementing this strategy. These include the individual's nocturnal blood glucose patterns, specifically whether blood glucose levels tend to rise or fall during the night, as well as the nutritional composition of the snack. Selecting appropriate foods that support overnight glycemic stability is essential to minimize the risk of both nocturnal hypoglycemia and morning hyperglycemia. Remember, a healthy snacking routine is just one part of a comprehensive diabetes management plan that also includes regular exercise, proper medication use, and routine medical checkups. By integrating physical activity, emotional well-being, and healthy eating habits, individuals with diabetes can create a comprehensive approach to long-term health, improve fitness, and better quality of life.